hockey, 60 minutes on ice. The Flames at 5 is only on Sportsnet 960 The Fan, home of the Calgary Flames and the NHL.
Inside Hockey brought to you by The Pump That Pays, where members earned 9 cents a liter by filling at co-op.
Is it physical? Is it mental? Gosh, I'm sure that, you know, coaches, fans, media would like to find easy solutions on this, but give credit to our guys because back from the All-Star break, you know, we've been, you know, like approaching games with good starts, and it has given us some big wins. So like it's huge. Like you look at first goal scored, it's such a big part of this game. Like I don't know if it affects the way teams play, but sometimes, like, I scratch my head looking at this, but it's a definite, like, you know, very important stat. You score the first goal, usually you improve your chances to win a lot.
Bob Hartley, head coach of the Calgary Flames. Better start since the All-Star break, there's no doubt about it. The Flames are 3-1, getting set to take on the San Jose Sharks tonight. Jessica Campbell from the Calgary Inferno, our guest on Inside Hockey. And when your record is 14-4-0-2, my guess is you've had no problem getting some good starts this year.
Everybody has that struggle sometimes. But, no, it's been a great season so far, and we've been doing well. Obviously, I think we can still accomplish a lot more with the last four games here of our season coming to an end. But some good things looking ahead here.
With Montreal coming in this weekend and them being 6 points up, right? Mm-hmm. This is if you're going to finish first, it's make or break this weekend, right?
Yeah, this weekend's huge for us. Obviously, we need both games, and we need next weekend as well. So we're just taking it shift by shift and period by period this weekend.
How have you matched up with them previously?
Good. I mean, we got a win against them early on in the year, and a big win. Mm-hmm. And obviously we fell to them 3 other times, but I think no matter what, we match up with them in all positions, and we're in a position to have a lot of success if we bring our best.
Jessica Campbell is our guest for the second consecutive year, because you were here last year. Mm-hmm. I got all the time in the world for the great Calgary athletes who go out of their way to do for the community, and you are doing it again this year. And I want to give some love to what you guys are up to on Saturday night when you host Montreal. Do I have this right? Start the Spark?
Mm-hmm.
Is that?
Got it.
Okay. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so about 4 weeks ago, it's been in the planning for a while, but every year we do our annual youth mental health game. And so this year we've partnered with some community people here. So the Sheldon Kenny Child Advocacy Center, Canadian Mental Health, as well as DIFD Royal out of Ottawa Foundation. And so we're playing in limited edition purple DIFD jerseys. Obviously, look up DIFD for a little bit more information on that. But we're promoting youth mental health and playing for the cause. And so we started a campaign called Inferno Start the Spark for Youth Mental Health. And what that's kind of looked like for the last 4 weeks, we've spent three days a week working with about 400 kids, mentoring them at Blessed Cardinal Newman School in McKenzie Lake. And we've been helping them. We've been empowering them to have the conversation and the courage and confidence to talk about mental illness in their school with their peers, with their teachers, and obviously inspiring that to go back home with their parents. And so Start the Spark's been an amazing initiative in terms of connecting with the community. And as Sheldon always says to me, connecting the dots on, you know, what kids really need, and just offering that support and being role models to these kids, because the kids are talking and it's time for us to act. And that's what we're doing as hockey players and as role models to them. And we have started the spark, and right, we've got the kids talking, and now it's just all about celebrating their work. And they're going to be out at the game on Saturday. I think there's 650 of them confirmed coming in attendance with their families. And so they're pumped. They're ready to get their free purple t-shirt and watch some good hockey.
The Sheldon you mentioned, of course, is Sheldon Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a huge backer and advocate of what you guys are doing and what you're about. But he's also your employer,
yeah,
in a way, right? Tell us a little bit about the relationship with Sheldon and the Advocacy Center.
Yeah, I've been working with Sheldon for over a year now. Actually, we kind of put our heads together last year at this time to see how we could do a mental health game. And I expressed my interest in doing something for mental health, and he helped me with that. And as you know, Sheldon Kennedy, he's on a mission to do good, whether it's, you know, protecting kids from child abuse or being an advocate for mental health, as it's all related. And You know, just a couple months ago, he gave me the opportunity to accept a position at the Child Advocacy Center. So I'm newly employed as the communications coordinator for Sheldon and just manage all that work. And so it's been a really nice fit being able to work for the CAC, but also be a partner and a player as the Inferno. And, you know, like I said, connect the dots and bring in the girls and get everybody involved. Because, like I said, my team's been unbelievable in reaching out and wanting to support the cause and be a part of this movement and this change, which we're hoping to grow nationally.
Jessica Campbell from the Calgary Inferno, our guest here on Inside Hockey. I want to go back to the purple component. Mm-hmm. You guys have these spectacular purple jerseys, which you are auctioning off right now, right? Mm-hmm. People can go online to the Inferno website, right? And I just want to make sure I have that correct. That is,
It's a Calgary Inferno.
Thank you.
.net/
I ended up in the. I ended up looking at the stats, so now it's a different URL. Yeah. URL, and I'm like, oh boy, here I got lost.
Yeah, it's
but,
all good.
But people can go find their favorite player, bid on the jersey. Mm-hmm. Those proceeds obviously are going to be split amongst the three groups. Is that right?
Yeah. So how it's working actually is we started this Start the Spark campaign, which was a school-wide poster project. So like I said, 400 kids took part in studying mental health, what it means to them, and they submitted a poster to us players, and we're hanging them all around the rink. Basically, it's going to be an art gallery of mental health posters. Each kid's got their own there. And with the conclusion of the game, so we're selling Inferno Start the Spark DIFD purple t-shirts. They're $10. It's a huge steal of a deal. We're selling those. We're auctioning off the jerseys. And all proceeds from those ideas are going into a separate fund, which is called Sparks Mentorship. And Sparks is a program that I've begun with to help my teammates, and Sheldon's helping me with it. As a partner with CAC and CMHA, we're with the follow-up to the game, we're going to get training through CMHA and some trauma-informed training through the Child Advocacy Center, and we're going to become mentors. We're going to be trained. We're going to be going into school and working very closely with school counselors and working one-on-one with high-risk mental health kids. So any kids who are presenting issues of suicide or really battle with their mental illness, whether it's been from past trauma, sexual abuse, physical abuse, bullying, maybe it's from, you know, home life separation, whatever it is, we're going to be working with high-risk mental health kids, and that's what all the proceeds go to. So it's obviously they're amazing jerseys, but to get a bid on, you know, the first ever limited edition of Inferno DIFD mental health jerseys is something to be a part of history and great keepsake, knowing that the money is going to help kids directly. And we're already doing it. We're in the schools, and now we're growing that program across our league next year. And every team in the CWHL will be playing in a DIFD game with the anticipation and obviously the idea for it to grow across coast to coast.
With Jessica Campbell from the Calgary Inferno here on Inside Hockey, DIFD, Do It For Darren. Mm-hmm. You mentioned it's a group out of Ottawa.
Yep.
Where? I'm assuming this is in response to something tragic that happened, and this is trying to keep somebody's spirit alive?
Yeah, so actually Darren Richardson, she was a 14-year-old young girl hockey player who's obviously from Ottawa. So Luke Richardson, actually,
I was just going to say,
Senators,
and
his wife, Steph Richardson, that was their daughter. And so Darren's sister, Morgan, I actually had the chance to play with at Cornell for my 4 years there and became very close with her. She's like a little sister to me. But before Morgan came to Cornell, that was when Darren took her life, and for, you know, nobody really knew why. And she had a great life, came from a great loving family with support, great friend group, you know, had that perfect life that every kid wanted, and something as tragic as that happened. And so her teammates, actually Darren's teammates, which if you go to TSN and watch the Purple Hearts video, it's pretty powerful, but her teammates took the color purple as Darren's favorite color, and they ran with it, and they said they had a tournament coming up that following weekend of the accident, and they said, let's do it for Darren. We're going to win this for Darren. Let's do it for Darren. And that's where Do It For Darren came from. They played, they put purple all over their jerseys, and all of a sudden it turned into a foundation, and now players, especially female hockey players, associate with that cause. And for me personally, just to take that legacy that young girls have started, mm-hmm. put in their own hands, and to say, we're talking about this, we're going to do this, and to continue that legacy on in the female hockey world across our league, I think is really important. Obviously, it's out in Ontario. They're trying to grow out here, and so that's kind of, I feel like, my responsibility is to help DIFD take off out here, and that's why we chose the purple jerseys. And it's pretty amazing to see kids in school now associate purple to youth mental health, just like pink is to breast cancer. And to see those kids talking about Purple inspires me to talk. Purple inspires me to have the strength to, you know, reach out for help, and that's what it's all about.
Was your relationship with Darren's sister your entry point into this particular cause, or do you have your own personal journey that brings you here?
Yeah, I have, obviously, mental health is something that's very close to home for me. I actually lost my best friend to suicide 3 years ago now. And so, obviously, going through that experience was pretty tragic. And, you know, losing someone to suicide, it's a different type of death because it leaves those what-ifs, the whys, the hows. They're constant. They're every day. And so you're trying to fill those voids and find answers. And I think for me, the way that I've been able to cope with that loss is just by reaching out and helping other kids, and to see kids, you know, have that conversation and have the confidence to say, you know what, this is normal and this happens to everyone. Anybody can, you know, become sick. Mental illness is just important, or mental wellness is just important, right, as your physical well-being. And so for me to, you know, take what happened to me and losing my best friend, who's Andre Parker, and it's actually pretty awesome. Andre and his whole family is, they're all coming out to the game this weekend and paying their respects to the fact that, you know, it's something that I still hold close to my heart, losing Andre. And so obviously growing close to Morgan, we had an automatic connection. We could relate to one another, and her family's been very pivotal in, you know, my own healing, but I think just as important with Morgan and being there for her and showing her that we all have her back, whether we're a team at Cornell or we're friends for life. So mental health is just as important to me as it is to anyone, as 1 in 5 people know someone who's affected by it. And so it's prominent and it's happening, and that's what we've got to do something about it. So that's what I'm doing.
Jessica Campbell from the Calgary Inferno, our guest here on Inside Hockey. We talked about it. Is this, the game itself is Saturday, right? What do people need to know?
So most important thing is, obviously, it's a free admission game, and you can make donations, you can bid on a jersey, you can get a $10 t-shirt, but our hope is that people are willing to give and to fill the rink with purple and just show up with their families, with their kids, with teams of any sport. We don't really care. We just want people to come out and show that mental health is important to all. And what a better way to celebrate that than on Family Day weekend.
Right.
Saturday night, 6:15 p.m. is puck drop at Mark and McPhail Arena, which is Winsport Arena A at Canada Olympic Park. Yeah, we're encouraging people to show up in purple and get ready to make some noise for mental health, because that's what this is all about. Start the Spark is all about getting the conversation going, getting the noise out there, getting people to talk and to just join forces with us and everybody in the community that's reached out. And Canadian Tire Jumpstart is our game sponsor. They've been very kind and selfless in their donations, supporting youth in sport and youth well-being.
Right.
And I think that's what it's all about. So to have Canadian Tire Jumpstart come on board, and I know they are all about supporting females in sport and trying to encourage other girls to join in, and for Jumpstart to play that role and to be a part of this change and this movement with us, it's huge, because, like I said, we're going to be doing this coast to coast. Unless someone gets in my way, it's going to happen. And so I'm pretty excited about the weekend. And, yeah, it's 6:15 game, Winsport Arena, Saturday.
The only thing that I would encourage people to do is go online right now and check out the jersey auction, because it's going to end just at, like, what worries me.
Yeah, some of the jerseys, they're staggered, so some end on the night of the game and some a couple days later, so you still have an opportunity to, if you miss out on your favorite. But
they look really good.
Oh, they're unbelievable. Right? They're definitely one-of-a-kind jerseys. So to get on there, it's calgaryinferno.net/spark. And you can pick for your favorite player's jersey and get a good bid on there.
Take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk a little hockey next.
Sure.
A lot going on, obviously. It's been a busy year in the CWHL, and a good year, I would suggest. We'll get into that with Jessica Campbell from the Calgary Inferno. It's Flames at 5 for Pete the Plumber, the superhero residential plumbing and heating. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Sportsnet 960, The Fan. 960 on the AM band. Streaming at sportsnet.ca/960. And always on the Rogers Radio app. Talking Calgary sports around the world. The world. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Inside Hockey brought to you by The Pump That Pays, where members earned 9 cents a liter by filling at co-op.
This is the latest from the 660 News Traffic Center.
Couple of trouble spots in the southeast, one causing more of a headache than the other. The bigger one is a stalled city bus on 52nd Street. We're southbound at 8th Avenue, but just south of Memorial Drive. A rolled truck in the southeast is preventing access now completely from 24th Street, 27th Street onto Shepherd Road. It's causing some headaches because it means drivers do have to kind of reroute completely to get onto access to Barlow or Glenmore Trail. In the 660 News Traffic Center, I'm Tanya Blakeney.
For GetAssist.com, get your team engaged on GetAssist and start connecting in real time with a private newsfeed. Get your free app today. GetAssist. Connect with purpose.
Western Canada's leading Cadillac franchise, Jack Carter Cadillac, brings you The Plan. The 2016 Cadillac SRX Standard Collection crossover for $269 bi-weekly on a 24-month lease with zero down. Surround yourself in a hand-stitched leather interior and a 308-horsepower V6. The Jack Carter Cadillac plan lets you drive something new every 2 years with payments of only $269 bi-weekly with zero down. Jack Carter Cadillac, where the plan puts you in the driver's seat.
Yeah, baby! Hi, I'm Peter Marr. When it's beautiful outside, beautiful things happen. My yard is one of the most important rooms in my home. And thanks to my friends at Greendrop, it's always looking good. Greendrop's greenkeepers make my lawn thick, healthy, and weed-free. There's nothing better than spending some time in my yard with family and friends. If you want a lawn without weeds and green grass guaranteed, call Greendrop at 273-9000 or visit greendrop.com.
This week only, Pizza 73 has a cheesy Valentine surprise. It's the Valentine Delight Pizza, a medium pizza in the shape of a heart with any two toppings and a free 2-for-1 Cineplex movie admission, all for only $11.99. So treat that someone special today. It'll be love at first bite. Happy Valentine's Day from Pizza 73.
Dial 273-7373, Pizza 73.
You know, there's only 15 Volkswagen dealerships in all of Canada that have been awarded the elite Wolfsburg Crest Club, and Cell Centre Volkswagen is one of them. We like to think we're the friendliest dealership in southern Alberta, where we really appreciate your business. Our entire goal is to be dedicated to providing you with quality service, fair pricing, and a relaxed buying experience. Come see us in South Calgary at 11527 29th Street Southeast, or check out our online resources at cellcentervw.com.
This is Peter Lubardius, and if you enjoy Hockey Talk, no better place at noon than Hockey Central at noon right here on Sportsnet 960. The Fan, Pat Steinberg, and I go back and forth right off the top of the show. He's younger, has some views. I'm kind of the veteran guy. We don't always see it the same way, but we sure enjoy some great chat about the Flames, the NHL, junior hockey, top prospects. We'll touch on all of them. My chats with Pat are brought to you the great folks at the Gemini Group. Imagine your life, your style. Your home renovation should be a reflection of you. Give your home the Gemini difference. Follow them on Facebook. Hockey Central at noon, only on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Officer, I wasn't speeding. I was commuting expeditiously.
You know, my foot was asleep. It's a medical condition. Namaste, officer. I am late for a very important yoga class.
When nature calls, officer, you gotta answer that call!
No matter what your excuse, you still have to pay up. So deal with your traffic fines quickly and easily at eregistry.ca, a service brought to you by authorized registry agents of the Alberta government.
Yeah.
NBA All-Star Weekend is set.
Jumpin', them boys up to something.
And the North takes center stage.
Kyle Lowry banks it in!
Where the league's best take their game to the Raptors' playground to dominate.
Steph Curry from way downtown!
Amaze. Send off in style.
Kobe rises to the occasion.
Toronto's NBA All-Star Weekend, February 12th through the 14th on Sportsnet and TSN.
Hey, man, where have you been? We're getting punished out here.
Sorry, Tim. It's this car. I don't know what to do.
It's just go to Country Hills Pre-Owned. They've got over 100 cars.
Oh, man, I can't. My credit's shot.
Trust me, if they help me during my situation, I know they can find what works for you. I was approved the very same day.
Farley here at Country Hills Toyota Pre-Owned. Whatever your financial situation, we will find a solution for your credit needs. Choose from the city's largest selection of certified Toyota used vehicles. Country Hills Toyota Scion, and always online at chtoyota.com.
Foothills Hospital Home Lottery is here. The big win. A $2.4 million grand prize Island Show Home. A $1.3 million Canmore Villa. Big adventure. Big getaways. Big ticket vehicles. And big reasons to buy early. Over 7,500 prizes with big chances to win. Watch for your new brochure or visit foothillshospitalhomelottery.com.
Roses are red, violets are blue. When she comes first, you'll get it more than you used to.
Mm-hmm.
This Valentine's Day, make your love life sweeter with a treat from A Little More Interesting. Give her lacy lingerie, tantalizing toys, a bold book, and more. Or shop A Little More Interesting together as a couple.
More excitement, more pleasure, more love.
Mm. This Valentine's Day, make sure she comes first. Three locations or alittlemoreinteresting.com.
There's no better feeling than hoisting that cup over your head, knowing you're number one. It's the same feeling right now at Eastside Dodge. Lanny McDonald here for the big store. Thanks to you, Calgary, Eastside Dodge has been named number one for 10 consecutive years. Your support is what makes this award-winning team succeed. Stop by today to check out their amazing lineup, including the Ram 1500 for only $176 bi-weekly. Visit EastsideDodge.com or call their hotline at 273-4313 and tell them Lanny sent you.
Back on the road for the Flames, two games in two nights. First stop is San Jose. When the Flames are on the road, so is the Flames warm-up. Shanks Crowfoot is our home away from the Dome. That goes at 7:30 tonight. 60 minutes of hockey talk to get you ready for a late night. Derek and Peter call the Flames and Sharks on Rogers Calgary Flames Hockey at 8:30. Back to Shanks for the post-game show and overtime call-in show. The Flames play here, Sportsnet 960.
Trending right now in Calgary.
Well, the Calgary Flames begin two games and two nights in San Jose. They will have Goudreau, Monahan, and Boma back in the lineup. Kari Rammo gets the start. He'll face Alex Stalock in goal for San Jose. One of nine games on tap in the NHL. Already Anaheim in front of Columbus 1-0, and the LA Kings are trailing the Islanders 1-0. In the CFL today, the Stampeders made a trade. They picked up a fourth-round pick from the Riders for Tevon Campbell. And Keon Raymond signing in Toronto. He's now a member of the Argonauts. It's a one-year deal for Keon.
Brought to you by Shanks. Join Pat Steinberg at Shanks South, the Flames' home away from the Dome. Shanks Sports Grill, two great locations, Crowfoot Terrace and McLeod Trail South.
Hockey lives here. Proud home for the Calgary Flames and the National Hockey League. Sportsnet 960, the Fan. Let's talk hockey. 60 minutes on ice. The Flames at 5 is only on Sportsnet 960, the Fan. Home of the Calgary Flames and the NHL.
Flames at 5, brought to you by Pete the Plumber, the superheroes of plumbing and heating. Call 403-257-1766 or find us at petetheplumber.com for all your plumbing and heating needs.
Saturday night, 6:15 at the Winsport. It is Calgary and Montreal in CWHL action. It is a very important night. Start the spark. Make sure you wear purple to that game. Make sure you get out. And by the way, it is a free game to get into, but would encourage you to buy a T-shirt. Would encourage you to make a donation. Jessica Campbell from the Inferno is our guest. Let's divert away and come back. I certainly want to hit that, but I do want to talk some hockey with you.
Mm-hmm.
Last, you know, we've had these ongoing conversations with, you know, Cassie Campbell, who, by the way, Cassie Campbell earlier today tried to take some relationship with you. And they said, she's my cousin. I said, really? No, I just said that after she scored an overtime goal. I said, well, that's typical, Cassie. Don't do that. But anyway, Cassie and I have had a lot of conversations. You were on with us last year. Where are we at? I mean, boy, the stage of a big outdoor game at the Winter Classic, unfortunate there was an accident involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
An all-star game that was on Sportsnet.
Yeah.
I'm looking around. There's some competitive balance except at the bottom end with Boston. What do you think of this year in the CWHL?
Yeah, it's anyone's game, and whoever shows up, we'll take the win. And I think that's the beauty of our league and a talent spread all across the league, and so at any given day it's anyone's game, and so that's why it's some pretty exciting hockey and you don't want to miss out on it this weekend. Like I said,
We've had some really even matches here with Montreal, and end of the season, everyone's going to be pulling up their socks and coming out that extra bit there. So we're pumped, and it's really exciting to see where our leagues come, and with the All-Star game over that January, end of January, I guess it was now, and that was huge for us in terms of viewers.
Yeah.
I don't know the number, but it was really high, and it was pretty close to the NHL game that night, actually. So it was pretty amazing for our sport and the growth of our sport.
And you're finding your way into NHL rinks for games like that. That was at the ACC.
Yeah.
And your Clarkson Cup Championship will be played at the Canadian Tire Center in Ottawa, home mm-hmm. of the Senators. You were asking me, I'm assuming it's still the Canadian Tire Center. I can't. Thank you. In Canada. All of those things are helping, right?
Yeah. The affiliation we have with the NHL is so strong because, like I said, it stages for what our game's about, the female game, and how the quality of the sport and is so much better than obviously even 10, 15 years ago that it used to be. It's come a long way, and there's so many girls joining. I want to say it's one of the fastest growing sports in the world right now in terms of females signing up with registrations across Canada. So to be able to be role models and to play in a professional league such as the CWHL and be treated as professionals just gives that dream to the young kids that are coming up to say, you know what, I want to play for the Calgary Inferno. When I was a kid, it was like, oh, the Calgary Flames, I want to play in the NHL. Now right. They can look up to the Inferno. They can look up to the Toronto Furies, Montreal, like Canadien. Like, it's all associated now, and the affiliation's growing, and the support we're getting from the NHL is really helping us establish ourselves.
And, of course, you guys are work in conjunction, I guess is the best mm-hmm. way to describe it, with the Calgary Flames. You share the colors. Mm-hmm. They help out. I also have seen quite a bit of kind of the mixing of your Inferno players, alumni, current players at events. It seems like there's some synergies there, too.
Yeah, there has been some synergies. We had a skate night with them a couple weeks ago, and like I said, we're the sister team to the Flames, and that's what we want to be known as. That's what we want young girls to see us as, and so they're doing their job. We're improved on those relationships, and they helped us reveal our jerseys at their game, and it's been great having that support and that affiliation here with our league and the NHL.
With Jessica Campbell from the Calgary Inferno, your season, you're better than a point a game this year. You've got national team commitments coming up here with the World Championships in Kamloops. Where are you at? Because you're organizing all of this. You're working during the day, yet you're still better than a point a game. Where's your game at this year?
I mean, I'm pretty happy with where I'm at, how I'm playing. For me, I like to get involved. I like to stay active in the community, and I feel like as a player, if I can get out of my head, then mm-hmm. I seem to have a lot more success and just take care of myself in the gym and on the ice. And so I've been really happy. Obviously, our teams, we got a lot of talent, and to be, playing next to some of the best every single day and competing in practice and working together in the gym, that just sets the table, and we hold each other accountable, and that's helped me in my game and I'm really fortunate for that, and to see our team just growing day in and day out. I think we have a lot ahead of us and a lot of good things in store.
In terms of your impact on your national team career, how is because you were playing at a high level. I mean, you're captain Cornell, so you've been, it's not like you have these big giant gaps in your schedule when it comes to the game, but how is this helping you, with your national team commitment?
Yeah, I think in terms of with the Inferno.
Yep.
Yeah.
Playing all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's
just
nonstop.
Yeah.
Like I said, we're playing a professional league, and it's an everyday thing. And you're expected to treat yourself that way and to carry yourself as a professional. So beauty of our sport and our league. But to have the opportunity to wear the Maple Leaf at any time is always an honor. And so I try to just take care of myself and keep myself prepared for every opportunity that arises, whether it's one of my first years as a rookie or gaining some experience and getting some momentum going into each and every camp. And obviously World Championships coming up in the end of March in Kamloops on home soil is huge for Hockey Canada and for Team Canada here, because there's a lot of pride that comes with playing on home soil, as everyone knows. And we're pretty pumped about it. And I'm just really happy with where my season's at and where our team has gotten.
And we were talking off the air, a little less than a year now for centralization for the 2018 games, right?
Yeah, the Olympics seem like they're right around the corner already. Just, yeah, next January will be the centralization roster, and then obviously less than a year from that will be the team will be named. So it's going by really quick, considering I felt like I just got out of Cornell 2 years ago, but it seems like yesterday.
Jessica Campbell, our guest from the Calgary Inferno. Big weekend. We're going to get back to that in a second, because you got some special guests coming, too, that we want to make mention of. Mm-hmm. But before we do that, you got an opportunity right now. Is there anything you want to get off your chest with the league? Would you like to see 3-on-3 overtime? Are you unhappy about certain rules? Now is the time, as a player, representative of this league. Is there anything you want? I mean, it's all great. You guys are doing great in the community. But is there something, you know... 3-on-3 is working in the NHL. You guys got it?
No, I'm happy with where it. I think, obviously, we're just trying to grow our fan base. So it's essential for us to be involved in the community and to get people out and to fill our seats. Because I tell you one thing, once they're in the seats and they see the quality of hockey, they don't want to leave. They'll be fans for life, and they'll want to bring their kids back. Because, you know, my teammates are some of the best role models I've ever had. And, you know, Haley Wickenizers and Breanne Jenners and those girls are the ones you look up to. Yep. And I grew up looking up to, and now we're all together, and it's amazing quality of hockey. So we're just trying to grow our fan base and really establish ourselves, and the Flames have done a fantastic job of helping us get there.
I don't know. I think 3-on-3 overtime. I'm just saying.
Well, I love 3-on-3 too, actually.
Yeah, there you go. See?
More speed, the better. Less things to run into for
me. Wow. Oh, north-south is your game? Is that
definitely
what you prefer?
More of a north-south player.
Okay. Jessica, really appreciate you making some time for us today. Once again, let's let everybody know what's going on Saturday, why we're doing it. And also, I want to make mention of some good guys in the community that are coming out to support as well, because you got a couple of members of the Stampeders that are going to be on hand on Saturday night.
Yeah, it's going to be so exciting. Like I said, to have the type of community impact and response we're having is just going at a pace I can't even keep up with. But we got Bo Levi Mitchell and Rob Cote from the Stamps coming out just out of pure, genuine heart they have and selflessness to support the cause and the importance of youth mental health. So they're going to be out there coming down the red carpet for puck drop. Like I said, we got Sheldon Kennedy there, obviously a huge advocate.
Yep.
And Order of Canada for everything he's experienced. He's an unbelievable person. And to have him there. And yeah, it's all about starting the spark, starting the conversation, and all the proceeds from the game are going to help us launch Sparks Mentorship, which, my vision of Sparks is it's not just going to be a hockey thing in a year to come. It's going to be all the athletes of our community that are role models that, have a place in their heart for mental health that want to become mentors. So I can see some of the Stamps coming on board, and we're putting it out there to the Flames and the Hitmen, other Olympic athletes that want to jump on board and become a Sparks mentor. That's what this game's about. It's about connecting the role models to the kids that need the help and need that support system. And at the end of the day, we don't know it all. We're not trained in this profession, but we can offer support and we can be there for kids, and that's what it's all about. And so this weekend's a great time on Family Day weekend. Come out, it's free. And make a donation, grab a purple t-shirt, and have some fun. Bring your family and friends.
6:15, Winsport, Saturday night. Now, what's the rest of the schedule, too? Because that's a big game, but we want people to come out and see what. Because I'm assuming it's not just one against Montreal this weekend.
No, we play Sunday as well. And that one will be in Jones-Snyder. But and the next weekend, our last two season games out in Toronto and Brampton. So, it's kind of the last chance to get to see us on home ice in terms of regular season. If we clinch first or second place, we have home ice advantage going to a three-game series of playoffs. So it's getting towards the end of the season. So last chance to see some great women's hockey in action. And obviously we're playing Montreal. So, Marie-Philippe Poulin and Caroline Ouellette, Charlie Labonte, a lot of Canadian Olympians
they're
are going to be taking the ice.
They're okay.
They're not bad. We have to pay our respects.
Well, we said it off the top. I mean, this is a battle for top spot. You guys are, I think, six back. Big weekend and some success and a little help, and you guys can overtake them. So,
exactly.
I mean, everything that's going on around the game is really meaningful too this weekend, which makes it really, really cool. Once again, I want you to give out the web address too, because the online auction is going on for the jerseys. And if you haven't seen them, they look spectacular. How can people get involved in that?
Yeah, get online and go to calgaryinferno.ca/spark and check out the bids, where the jerseys are at, find out who your favorite player is. And there's tons of pictures on there. Look at us on our Facebook page. Follow us on Twitter. We got the trend hashtag start the spark going. So a lot of information on there. Chance to see some pretty cool pictures that show the T-shirts we're selling. Like I said, $10. All the proceeds support youth mental health, so it's awesome.
Well, I'll say this. Not surprised at all that Sheldon Kennedy and Bo Levi Mitchell, Rob Cote are involved in a project like you, like this, because they are like you. Not content just to sit on the sidelines and not do something. Good on you for doing this. I know you're from millionaire country. I know you're from Southeast Saskatchewan. There's nothing wrong with that, says the former voice of the Estevan Bruins. But you fit the Calgary profile so well for coming into the community and leaving it better than you got here. And thank you so much for what you're doing. Continued success with this. Big weekend, we're hoping. Best of luck in the playoffs. Thanks for coming down and saying hello.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it.
Jessica Campbell from the Calgary Inferno. Go out and support them this weekend, Saturday, 6:15, up at Winsport. When we come back, the radio voice of the Calgary Flames, Derek Wills, joins us. It is Flames at 5 for Pete the Plumber, the superhero of residential plumbing and heating. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Calgary's home for great sports talk and Flames play-by-play. Sportsnet 960, The Fan. This is the latest from the 660 News Traffic Center.
We have a stall in a spot of the northwest. It is Shaganapi Trail, northbound Shag, turning onto westbound Country Hills Boulevard. A vehicle in the far left turn lane there with flashers on. And a rolled truck in the southeast is preventing access from 24th Street, 27th Street onto Shepherd Road. The route completely blocked off, basically at the traffic circle, the north end of 24th Street. It means drivers are having to reroute all the way around to access Barlow or Glenmore Trails. In the 660 News Traffic Center, I'm Tanya Blakeney.
For Involtini Ristorante, delicious Italian dishes made from scratch, served to you by the owners. Enjoy a special romantic menu on Valentine's Day. Oak Bay Plaza or involtini.ca.
You eat, sleep, and breathe sports. So do we. Then it makes perfect sense that when you get up, Boomer and Warner are there to have the info true sports fans need and want. More than just the scores. Boomer and Warner in the morning on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Brought to you by ATB Financial, your home ice advantage.
Driving a Mitsubishi feels like this. Its accolades sound like this.
Another championship for Mitsubishi! Brilliant!
With its all-wheel control systems, you'll easily handle conditions like this. And its 10-year powertrain limited warranty is like this. Right, nothing's like that. Right now, get no-charge all-wheel control plus 0% leasing on approved credit on the 2016 Mitsubishi Outlander. Conditions apply, see dealer for details. Mitsubishi. Built better, back better.
See?
If jewelry won't cut it this year, impress your Valentine with a master bedroom makeover. CIR Realty and Restage Home Staging are giving you the chance to win a package valued at $10,000. Create a room that you both want to spend a little more time in. Visit CIRrealty.ca to enter. CIR Realty, because a great experience begins with a great agent.
Hey everybody, Rob Kerb. If you're organizing a big outdoor event, you're planning a work site, one thing you always need to factor in is people gotta go. So call the pros at Pit Stop Portable Toilets. These guys have handled the needs of massive outdoor concerts, marathons, and job sites of every size. They deliver the best service and the cleanest portable toilets. If you gotta make a pit stop because you gotta go, make sure it says Pit Stop on the door. Pit Stop Portable Toilets. Clean, dependable service. Full details at pitstopportables.com.
To all the Bruins fans in Red Deer, and the Flames fans in Vernon, the Red Wings fans in Brampton, the Canucks fans in Vancouver, the Penguins fans down in Cole Harbour, the Canadiens fans up in Saskatoon, and the hockey fans all across Canada. Follow your team on any screen from anywhere with Rogers NHL Game Center Live. Get a free 2015-16 subscription with Share Everything wireless plans or select Rogers Ignite bundles. Blackouts and other restrictions apply. See rogers.com/NHL for details.
At Chevrolet, we believe in saving you money and giving you more. That's why we're offering you a great price on select 2015 Silverados. Get 0% financing for 84 months on all remaining 2015 Silverado 1500s. Or you can take advantage of up to $12,000 in cash credits on select 2500 HD models. Get more, save more, smile more. Courtesy of Chevrolet. Hurry, this sale ends February 29th. Visit your local Chevrolet dealer or albertachevrolet.com for details.
You're sitting on the plane, you turn to the person next to you, and you're shocked to find out they paid much less for their airplane ticket. I must apologize. Hi, this is Jonathan Carroll from TravelNationCanada.com. If you're looking for the guaranteed lowest price and the best service on your next airplane ticket, call 1-844-5-NATION. That's 1-844-5-NATION. Or visit us at TravelNationCanada.com.
This is an important message about driving high that you can tune out completely. Because the child you raised would never drive high. So, you may as well think about what you need to pick up from the store.
Fabric softener, eggs, paper towel, green beans, pine nuts, sour cream.
You clearly don't need to hear that driving high results in 1/3 of all road fatalities. Because it's always someone else's kid. Until it's not. Talk to your kids today. A message from the Partnership for a Drug-Free Canada.
In hockey, a team captain helps mentor, inspire, and instill confidence to help players achieve their best.
He shoots! He scores!
Dentists are a lot like team captains, bringing you back into the game of life by restoring laughter, fun, and confidence with a beautiful and healthy smile. Dr. Tim Cairns at KH Mayfair Dental offers a full array of dental services backed by experience, expertise, and technology to help give you a winning smile. Book an appointment, visit khdental.ca.
Greg Eagleson here, General Manager of Cam Clark Ford and Airdrie. I tell you what, if you're in a lease, any type of lease, doesn't matter, brand, make, or model, and you're making payments, come on out to Cam Clark Ford and Airdrie. Why don't we lower your payment, put you in a new vehicle? Because we're the experts, and that's what we do all day long. Cam Clark Ford and Airdrie. Minutes north of the city, but miles from all the pressure.
Cam Clark Ford, 10 minutes north of Calgary on Highway 2 in Airdrie. Call 1-888-948-6660 or visit camclarkford.com.
The perfect Valentine's gift is a pendant that says,
"Honey, I'm on your side no matter what. You are anchored by love."
The Anchored by Love designer diamond pendant is wearable, conceptual art.
A story that's told in diamonds and gold.
You'll understand the moment you see it.
It looks like it ought to be $1,000.
But it's only $349.
Spence has a truly fantastic selection for Valentine's Day.
Starting at just $189.
Spence.
Wow!
The corner of Glenmore and McLeod Trail South.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan is home for the Calgary Hitmen of the Western Hockey League. Follow your guys right here. ATB Financial Calgary Hitmen Hockey is only on Sportsnet 960 and online at sportsnet.ca/960. ATB Financial, your home ice advantage. Listen for the voice of the Hitmen, Brad Curl, all season long. Check our website for game times. ATB Financial Calgary Hitmen Hockey, right here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. The Calgary Flames, your team. Anything they do on or off the ice is here first. Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Let's talk hockey. 60 minutes on ice. The Flames at 5 is only on Sportsnet 960, The Fan. Home of the Calgary Flames and the NHL.
Flames at 5, brought to you by Pete the Plumber, the superheroes of plumbing and heating. Call 403-257-1766 or find us at PeteThePlumber.com for all your plumbing and heating needs.
Sat with Jordan, our goalie coach, and it's just, sometimes gut feelings or, like with Hills, like we all know that, he's playing very well in Vancouver. So, we had that one pegged a long time ago. So, it's all, we're fortunate. We have, two great veterans, two guys that get along very well. They compete hard for us. So, it's just a matter of trying to call the right name for the right game, and they're giving us some good goaltending.
It's Bob Hartley talking about the decision to go to Kari Rahmo after Jonas Hiller won his last two starts. Well, after I find our next guest yesterday, I do have to give him credit. He did talk about it in the postgame show. His hunch was that Kari Rahmo would get the net back. That is the case as the Flames get set to take on the San Jose Sharks in Northern California. Derek Wills, the radio voice of the Flames, joins us. Not surprising. I mean, for all the reasons you guessed, I think, or talked about on Tuesday night after the game, just a feel that this would be Rahmo's game.
I did. And I mean, Hiller, to his credit, has played quite well of late. I believe he has a 945 save percentage in his last five starts. But, he had two starts in a row, didn't play great against the Maple Leafs. Certainly wouldn't fault him, all that much for any of the three goals he gave up. But, I thought he was really good against the Canucks and just okay against the Maple Leafs. And I just thought it was probably time to go back to Ramo, who has played well against the Sharks at times in the last couple of years.
As well, I don't know if it's a surprise, Derek, but we were kind of wondering if all three of the players that did not dress against the Maple Leafs would be back in. It appears that Monahan and Goudreau, we knew for sure, were going in, but Lance Bomo was a little bit of a wild card. What's the lineup look like for tonight?
Yeah, and Rob, when I watched practice yesterday, it looked like he was going to be one of the two odd men out for this game against the Sharks, him and Joe Colburn. But based on what we were told this morning, Lance Bulma is definitely in, and Joe Colburn is likely in as well. So I'm not sure if the coaching staff changed their mind between yesterday's practice and today's morning skate, but Bulma definitely in the lineup, and will play on the left side of what I'm going to call the fourth line, and I believe Colburn's going to be in the lineup as well. So for the Flames, they've got some options again, and they've got two extra forwards, they've got one extra defenseman, and after making his National Hockey League debut and playing two shifts and a total of 1 minute and 45 seconds on Tuesday night, Jakub Nakladal is going to be the odd man out on the blue line, with Brandon Bolding and Josh Juris likely the odd man out up front.
This is a big game, I think, for the two young offensive players. I think it's a big game for Lance Bomo, but I think this is a really big game for Sean Monahan and Johnny Gaudreau. You know, Bob Hartley talked yesterday about it's over, all of that is behind us, etc., talked about moving on. You and I both know how the real world works, though. If these two kids don't come out and, you know, put up a pretty good effort, their questions will linger. But having said that, if they come out tonight and perform like they're capable of performing, if they can lead this team, it might go a long way in kind of rehabbing their, you know, their image, if it were. Maybe that's the wrong word, but put them back in the good graces of fans.
No, I agree with you 100%, Rob. I actually think it's a huge game for all three guys. And, you know, I'll start with Lance Bomo because he's a guy who has not had a very good season. Of course, he missed 30 games with a broken leg. And then he had a lacerated leg, so he hasn't had a lot of luck this year. But in the games that he has played in, he started to kind of find his groove before his leg was cut. But that was not that long a period of time where he seemed to be, you know, either close to being at the top of his game or at the top of his game. He certainly isn't the player that he was last season, and it's hard to fault him because he just hasn't had a lot of luck injury-wise this year. But, you know, he scored a career-high 16 goals last season. He led the team in hits and was one of the top guys in the hit parade in the NHL. Well, this year he has one goal. It was into an empty net, and he just hasn't been as effective a player physically as he was a season ago. So you kind of wonder if this will help get his season turned around, and the Flames certainly hope for that to happen. They need some more secondary scoring, and they'd love to see some goals and assists from a guy like Lance Bomo. But as for Johnny Gaudreau and Sean Monahan, I fully expect them to play as well moving forward as they have in the past. And, you know, Sean Monahan's a guy who started to finally find his way offensively right before being a healthy scratch. So you kind of hope he can pick up where he left off. But, you know, these two guys were embarrassed by what happened, and they feel like they let themselves down, their teammates down, their coaches down, the management group down, and the fans down as well. You know, it was a home game. The fans paid good money to see two NHL teams. They certainly didn't see an NHL team in the Maple Leafs. I mean, that is probably as skeleton a crew as I've seen during my two seasons in the NHL. And obviously the Flames were without four of their regulars as well, if you count Dennis Weidman in. So I think for Gaudreau and Monahan and Bowman, this is a huge game for all three guys. And I'd almost be surprised if all three of them weren't impactful in some way, shape, or form tonight, Rob.
With Derek Wills, the radio voice of the Calgary Flames, it is the Flames and Sharks tonight for the fourth time this season. Let's switch gears, and first of all, I want to ask you a question so that everybody has had the opportunity to answer it. Pat asked it to Peter, and then he asked it to me, and we kicked it around, so I'll ask you. Are we, I know I am because I admitted I was, guilty of underestimating the San Jose Sharks this year? I mean, this team has just two regulation losses in its last 14 games.
I don't think that I am, and here's why. I said at the start of the season, and I said after the first two games of the season series, that I didn't know what to make of the Sharks. I wasn't sure if they were going to be good, bad, or somewhere in between. And they've been a lot closer to good than bad, and really not in between all that often. But, you know, they were a team that obviously was a perennial Stanley Cup playoff team prior to last season. They took a step back as their, you know, state rival the Kings did as well last year. And it's a group with some aging players. So you kind of wondered how they'd bounce back after a season out of the playoffs. But Boy, you look at guys like Joe Pavelski. He's had an awesome year. He's a point-a-game guy, 52 points in 52 games. Joe Thornton seems to have found the fountain of youth. He's a guy who didn't really contribute as much offensively last season as he has throughout his terrific Hall of Fame career, but now he's back on track. He once again leads this team in assists this season, and it's a group that also features what Bob Hartley refers to as the best rover in the NHL and Brent Burns.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's a guy who's really tough to defend because you never know where he's going to be on the ice. And I think one thing that lacked here the last couple of years was leadership last season. They decided to go to a younger leadership core, and that didn't really seem to sit well with some of the veteran players. They've kind of switched that up again this season. And consistency in goal. And that wasn't something they were getting a lot of from Martin Jones earlier in the season when he was making that transition from being a backup to a guy who was going to be relied on almost every night. And he seems to be getting more and more comfortable in that role. And as I said to the boys this morning, I really think that Peter DeBoer is probably one of the best coaches that he could have, because DeBoer went through this with Corey Schneider, who was a number two guy, a really good one, finally got his chance to be a number one guy. It took him a little while to get used to being the guy. And some guys can't get used to playing that role, but Jones seems to have settled in nicely. He's going to make his ninth straight start tonight. So to kind of loop back to where we started, I wasn't sure what to expect from these guys, especially after they played really well in game one of the season series and really poorly in game two. But I'm starting to come around on the Sharks team, and I think if they don't get into the playoffs, they're going to be right there until the end. But I suspect they probably will find a way back in this season.
Oh, no, they're the real deal, but I completely misread them from the start of the year based on the fact they didn't make the playoffs last year. And, hey, you mentioned the name Pete DeBoer. He deserves a lot of credit. Before I let you go, Bob Hartley talked about the
– Can I just ask in response?
Yes.
Why didn't you think they'd have a bounce back here?
Because they weren't a playoff team last year, because they said goodbye to Todd McClellan, and because, quite honestly, this is still a team who is being driven by veteran players, that they're young players. Like, Hurdle came in, he had the four goals against the Rangers, and, man, he was the next coming. And then he's gone flat. Mirko Mueller, we were told about how great he was going to be, and he's backup. But, you know, this is a team that gets by on Joe Thornton at 36 and Brent Burns and Pavelski north of 30. So it was really easy to say they were kind of that tweener team caught in between. But they've done it. They've got contributions for the young guys. I'm not taking anything away. The young guys have been better than expected. But I look at this club and, you know, what happens – you know, in the next couple of years when Marlowe and Thornton and, you know, they go and Pavelski starts the downside. Couture's a great player. He's been injured this year, but, you know, he'll be okay moving forward. They just never struck me as a team on the upswing, but I think that's part of competitive balance. I think that's part of how good this league has become, that it's hard to win and teams that can find consistency. And you look at the difference. Are you okay? Do you need us to call the police? Are you being accosted? Are you all right?
No, I'm good. I'm halfway between the hotel and the arena. The timing today is a little off.
Well, that's my fault.